In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Two of the four juveniles pulled from Lake Michigan at Warren Dunes State Park on Sunday have died. The Brodo Lake Township Police Department tells us police responded to a report of a drowning around 6:20 p.m. and found four juveniles in the water in distress. Two were rescued by bystanders. Two drowned. Their bodies were recovered by police. They were brothers who were 16 and 17 years old and were students at South Bend St. Joseph High School. The two juveniles who were rescued were cousins of the deceased. All four were from South Bend. The city of South Haven is enforcing its new beach ordinance, adopted in January. City Manager Kay Dozier says they're taking an aggressive stance on water safety. Violators face a $1,000 fine and civil infraction for ignoring the ordinance, which also prohibits diving or jumping from a pier. It bans people from entering or trying to get into the water when the beach is closed. Beaches can be closed for contamination, unsafe debris washing on shore, rescue and recovery efforts, waves over 8 feet high, and severe weather. Signs will be put up when the beach is closed. The beach closures are not for people that are surfing or using any kind of board if the closure is due to weather or wave height, but the city says that will be at anyone's own risk. The city says it's also illegal to jump or dive from a pier or swim within 50 feet of them. Harbor Shores is investing $200,000 more in trail improvements at the development in Benton Harbor. It's announced that the work will include new asphalt along Jean Clock Road, the replacement of roots and chipped asphalt at the viewing stations on holes 9 and 17, and signs that say the public is welcome on a 7-mile loop at Harbor Shores. Harbor Shores Managing Director Jeff Knoll says the funding was part of support from Whirlpool Corporation for added bike trails along M63 and the company's plans for a mountain bike system now under construction. He adds the work is in addition to the $200,000 Harbor Shores already spends on maintenance each year at Jean Clock Park and the trail system. A group in the Benton Harbor St. Joseph area is starting a diaper bank for mothers who need a little help. Speaking to Benton Harbor City Commissioners on Monday was June Bowman with United Through Motherhood. She said the group came together through community discussions and learned some mothers do have trouble getting enough diapers for their babies, and that creates big problems.
We're the only lakefront south of Grand Rapids that does not have a diaper bank for our community, and it's dearly needed. As we learned about mothers that take their children to daycare, if they don't have enough required diapers to take their children to daycare, they miss a day of work.
Bowman said so far the group has collected about 1,500 diapers, but that's a tiny fraction of what's needed. It got with a Holland-based group that has filled a semi-trailer full of them, and its goal now is to do the same. Right now, they're collecting donations at Mosaic in Benton Harbor, and a diaper pickup site is at the Center for Better Health in Benton Harbor. So far, the moms have been helped by organizations including the YMCA. They're expanding and will be holding events in the community, including a book read to get the word out. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.